And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 13th of December. December 13th is National Horse Day. Domestication of the horse most likely took place in Central Asia prior to 3500 BCE. The earliest archaeological evidence for attempted domestication of the horse comes from sites in Ukraine and Kazakhstan. By 2000 BCE, there was a sharp increase in the number of horse bones found in human settlements in northwestern Europe, indicating the spread of domesticated horses throughout the continent. Equestrian material culture, including spoke-wheeled chariots, spread with horses. Worldwide, horses have been used within human cultures for war, working, sports, and leisure activities. Horses are herd animals who in nature associate with other members of their large groups, graze in meadows, travel great distances, play, engage in courtship behavior, and rear their young. They have needs, wants, and interests that are entirely independent from what humans ask and expect from them. Behind the romanticized facade of thoroughbred horse racing is a world of injuries, drug abuse, gruesome breakdowns, and slaughter. While spectators sip mint juleps, horses are running for their lives. Horses used for racing are forced to sprint, often under threat of whips and even electric shocking devices, at speeds so fast that they frequently sustain injuries and even hemorrhage from their lungs. Pushed beyond their limits, most horses are subjected to cocktails of legal and illegal drugs intended to mask injuries and enhance performance. Every week, an average of 24 horses experience fatal breakdowns at racetracks across the country. Every year, this country sends 10,000 horses to slaughter. The racing and rodeo industries overbreed them and then kill the ones who are not needed or don't perform to the industry's standards. National Horse Day is an invitation for us to imagine horses being allowed to exist for their own sakes, to enjoy their lives without having to serve humans to justify their existence. And today is also National Cocoa Day. Some hot cocoa brands are pre-mixed with cow's milk, but who needs that? We could stop supporting the cruelty inherent in the dairy industry and choose vegan. To make your own vegan hot cocoa, mix 4 cups of almond milk, 1/2 cup of cocoa powder, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, and 6 tablespoons maple syrup in a pot on the stove. Whisk well. Bring to a boil, reduce the heat to low, and let simmer for 3 to 5 minutes. Serve and enjoy. Top with vegan marshmallows if you'd like. Yum. And here's a portion of a poem for today by John Gay, Council of Horses. A colt whose eyeballs flamed with ire, elate with strength and youthful fire, in haste stepped forth before the rest, and thus the listening throng addressed. Good gods, how abject is our race, condemned to slavery and disgrace. Shall we our servitude retain because our sires have borne the chain? Consider, friends, your strength and might. 'Tis conquest to assert your right. How cumbrous is the gilded coach. The pride of man is our reproach. Were we designed for daily toil, to drag the plowshare through the soil, to sweat in harness through the road, to groan beneath the carrier's load? How feeble are the two-legged kind. What forces in our nerves combined? Shall then our nobler jaws submit to foam and champ the galling bit? Shall haughty man my back bestride? Shall the sharp spur provoke my side? Forbid it, heavens! Reject the rein, your shame, your infamy, disdain. Let us, like them, our freedom claim, and make him tremble at our name. A general nod approved the cause, and all the circle neighed applause. When lo, with grave and solemn pace, a steed advanced before the race, with age and long experience wise, around he cast his thoughtful eyes. Appease your discontented mind, and act the part by heaven assigned. The tumult ceased, the colt submitted, and, like his ancestors, was bitted. Council of Horses by John Gay. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder that every being longs for freedom.